President Trump defended his proposal to arm teachers today, tweeting that if schools are mandated to be gun-free zones, violence and danger are given an open invitation to enter. Almost all school shootings are in gun-free zones. Cowards will only go where there is no deterrent. The president's comments come after his announcement for a new school safety commission to look into ways to prevent school shootings. Over the past week, Trump appeared to reverse course on proposed gun measures, and the White House now favors positions supported by the National Rifle Association. Joining us for the latest in Washington is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
So the education secretary, Betsy DeVos, chairs the new school safety commission. She said that everything is on the table regarding gun legislation, but it does sound like the White House is backing off of some of the early ideas from President Trump.
Yeah, the White House has certainly backed off a couple things. Here's what the White House is supporting. It's supporting, at this point, arming teachers in schools and an expanded version of background check legislation, most notably trying to look into the background check system and whether or not there are any holes that need to be plugged there, which is seen as the lowest hanging fruit, frankly, of the gun restrictions conversation. That's something that the NRA supports. When it comes to raising the gun age from 18 to 21 for purchases of assault rifle, assault-style rifles or others, the president has suddenly backed off of that. He tweeted that there's not much political support for that. I would counter, frankly, that in our NPR Ipsos poll that we just did on guns, 82% of people said that they were in favor of raising the gun purchase age from 18 to 21, and that included 72% of Republicans.
Well, the education secretary was asked about a lot of this last night in an interview on 60 Minutes, which has gotten a lot of criticism today. Host Leslie Stahl asked her about how her policies have impacted public schools in her home state of Michigan.
I hesitate to talk about all schools in general because schools are made up of individual students attending them.
The public schools here are doing worse than they did.
Michigan schools need to do better. There is no doubt about it.
Have you seen the really bad schools? Maybe try to figure out what they're doing?
I have not intentionally visited schools that are underperforming.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. Yes.
Domenico, this interview not getting rave reviews, or at least the education secretary not getting rave reviews today for this interview.
Well, if there's one thing President Trump doesn't like, he doesn't like when other cabinet secretaries or other people who work for him wind up getting a lot of attention, either positive or negative, because the more positive they are, the more they seem to try to outshine him. The more negative they are, the more it makes him look bad. So a lot of these secretaries just do themselves favors by staying out of the limelight. And having an interview like this on 60 Minutes for Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, who's also been under fire from liberals from the very beginning, given her lack of public education background and the fact that she's been pushing private schools for most of her career or charter schools. She, you know, in handling that interview, she clearly had some difficulty. She got down an area that she probably shouldn't have. And, you know, she's, remember from her confirmation hearing, talking about, you know, arming teachers might not be the worst idea because they could defend themselves from grizzly bears.
Right.
Not something that a lot of educators say that they've ever encountered when it comes to a threat to a school.
There's another 60 Minutes story in the news involving the Trump administration. They've got an interview already taped with the porn star Stormy Daniels. It hasn't aired yet. And there are reports that lawyers associated with Trump might try to prevent the interview from airing this weekend. NPR hasn't confirmed those reports. But what do we know about this?
Well, we have confirmed this morning that Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford, the stage name as Stormy Daniels, she has offered to give back the $130,000 in payment to keep her story quiet so that she can talk about this. The NDA, the non-disclosure agreement that she signed, but she says the president did not, has some other stipulations in it, however, that don't just include giving the money back. They include penalties for her that are very steep if she were to talk to any news outlet about the story. So much higher than the $130,000, 10 times higher, in fact. So, you know, that may not be the end of that story, quite obviously. You know, we have seen the president threaten lawsuits against others. We've seen him go to court. We've seen him settle lawsuits. So a lot of times these are used just as threats and aren't things he follows through on. But this is just not the end of this story at all.
One more thing, Domenico, the president may meet with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as we've been reporting for days now. But the administration's approach to this has also garnered criticism, including here from NBC's Andrea Mitchell speaking on Meet the Press.
This just shows you the lack of, shall we say, competence or familiarity with these details. They do not have a North-South Korean expert. They don't have an ambassador. Their top expert just quit in frustration, I am told, because he could not be, Tillerson would not take him to White House meetings.
Oh, no.
There
kidding.
Is no one in the House who knows this issue.
Okay. Is the meeting still on, Domenico?
There is no meeting that has been put on a schedule. They say that they will do so when there are the right circumstances. This is just another example of the high-risk, high-reward strategy by President Trump.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.